Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, okay. We're working. It works. Amazing. Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, wait another minute.
Rabbi, I just got a question.
Yeah, okay.
Is it appropriate to like use Mises Machinos as a disincentive to like Rishonim so they don't do really like
Yeah. What?
I think it doesn't say like Shmuel like chopped up Agag alive. Well, I think the Ralbag says there because he wanted to make a point so the Goyim wouldn't try to copy him.
What is your point? That Israel should do that, or that Hamas should do
Well, they
what?
could. I mean,
Who
as
are
a
you trying to
hashkafa, could
defend?
as just a hashkafa, is that like an
I
appropriate
have
thing
no
to do to
idea.
Atzim?
I tell you, I'm it's not no game to me, so can't answer you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Good try, Aaron. Good try.
I'm sorry. Somehow I don't like the way that question's going. So. Keep away
The
from.
recording didn't start yet.
Keep away. Yes, it did. Keep away from dangerous questions. Okay, so let's learn this Tosafot. So we started the Tosafot. So let's start again. I sent the Rav Elchanan, but first I want to read Tosafot. Lo sa sheish bakaris midachi. In Tamar, anayla yafin de nitzei, me'ese de'yivam, the dachi lo sa sheish bakaris midachi. So it's very, very interesting. And there's Tzivos doesn't even chayzer from this in his maskana. He just says that you can't learn out because mitzvah sabekach. But Tzivos is apparently learning that when you do yibum, the etzem you're doing an isereshesach, except that it's daicha. So there's tremendous. I mean, we mentioned that maybe that works out good in the Maan D'Amar and Abba Shaul. But there are tremendous kashas on this because we have cases where you don't fulfill the mitzvah's yibum and there still is no iser eish yisach. The most obvious case is Biyashniyah. Biyashniyah by Chayve Lavim is aser because since there's no mitzvah, so it's aser. But by a regular non Chayve Lavim, Biyashniyah is mutter. But other cases, we had an Elo, we had Katan, right? Katan Abba Katana Tikadana. And Pshat there was that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. There's no Kiyam Mitzvah. We have a Drasha Ish that a Katan did not fulfill the Mitzvah. There's a full-fledged Zika. The Zika doesn't go off. You didn't fulfill the Mitzvah. And yet there is no Isereish Yisach. We have the same thing by Muberes. Tzivos on Lamed Hey Amud Bey says that if you're miyabein a muberes, according to Maan D'Amar, Eloshmei Yibum, so there's no, you didn't do the mitzvah, but there's no isereish yisach.
Once you did Yibum and now you're married, so maybe you are the ach, so maybe not like shayach anymore. Once you've taken over the marriage
Well,
of the
your
brother, that you can
initial
have.
bia, there's no mitzvah. You're doing
Yeah,
it
but now that you've been
by
in the, but you're
katan,
now within the
by
marriage as
muberes.
the.
There's no mitzvah. Why shouldn't you be over eish yisach? You can't say essay daichalos say. So there's no why aren't you over by a katan? And the katan does his bia rishayna. He's over eish yisach. Every time he does a new bia, the new iser eish yisach. There's no. Maybe by a regular yibum, there's some kind of svara, which I don't know, nasa gisha chodaver, which is okay. I don't know, that's shver, but maybe. But the content you didn't fulfill the mitzvah yibum, doesn't become isha chodaver, doesn't take off the zika from the other brothers. Likewise, muberes. So why in the world, according to Taisis, Why shouldn't there be an Isser Esh Yisof? You can't say essay Deicha when there's no essay.
Could be the Torah needs that in order to have a proper Yibam later on. So the Torah has to go to that extent.
But the future essay is Deicha now?
It has to work like that through this, all what we learned in El. I'm saying it has to work like that because we want that at the end of the day.
Isser wouldn't go off. There would be a Din Nesra.
Right.
You want to say, so therefore the future essay is matter the Isser now, even though you know Kiyam Mitzvah. But for the sake of the future essay, so the future essay is Deicha the Isser now. Maybe it's such a...
What's a Bishlam already?
What happen if you never get to a future essay? What if you never... You later on you do Chalitza? So the potential of the future essay is Deicha. You know, the essay Deicha also say potential of an essay is Deicha. In order to have a potential of an essay in the future, we're Deicha the Losa say. All right, maybe that might be the best. The best answer I heard, but I'm not happy about it. But it's the best answer.
What's the Bishlamah? If not the Taisvis, we would say, could you give me a simple?
The Taisvis, we would say, like Rav Elchanan brings other Rishayim.
Right.
There is no Isser. It's not. You don't need to see it.
It's only mitzvah, only b'makom mitzvah.
No, the Rav Elchanan brings.
Even if there's not a mitzvah, that's impossible. Yeah, what do you mean?
No, because it's shaloba. It's an esh yisof she'eino banim.
That's fine, but if there's no mitzvah over here,
then because be'etzem there should be. The Torah wants yibum. Just you can't do it because you're
if the mitzvah won't become obviously, then there's
a katan can't do the mitzvah. She's mubaris. He can't do the mitzvah to a mubaris. But the etzem, the Torah would want the mitzvah's yibum. So in a woman who there, the yashris is that we want mitzvah's yibum, so there is no isner in the first place. The whole yashris of esh yisof doesn't apply here. Esh yisof in a normal situation motivates an isner. Over here, the fact that she's an esh yisof is motivating a mitzvah. So it surely doesn't motivate an Isser.
But it's just Ach without a mitzvah.
The mitzvah
Ach without a mitzvah doesn't motivate a Bia.
What?
An Ach, when there's no mitzvah, it's impossible to say, when there's no mitzvah, that an Eishes Ach is generating, is rooting for a Bia. That's ridiculous.
A mitzvah's Yibam, but the very
that's great. Not here.
Rooting for a mitzvah's Yibam is indicative that it's not rooting for an Isser.
Well, one second, but there's no mitzvah here, though. It's
there's
only
no mitzvah and there's no Isser.
What do you mean? The only reason why this
no, is not true. It's not a reason. It's a simen, not a siba. The fact, normally, esh yisof causes an Isser because esh yisof says Hashem doesn't want you to marry this lady. So esh yisof is a siba for an Isser. By an esh yisof she'eino banim, if anything, Hashem wants you to marry her. So it's a siba for a mitzvah. So in a case where you can't get the mitzvah for a technicality, whatever, because you're a katan, she's muberes, but it's surely not a siba for an isser. So there's no isser and no mitzvah. That's the pashib shat. That's a very beautiful shat.
We talked about is that the svara to explain to the gadlana?
Yeah, no, that would be, I'm saying, if not for our tithes, the Gemara says...
The Yashris
so then how do we understand
Tegadlana?
The Yashris
is
that without our Taisvis, Tegadlana makes very, very nice sense. Because Shad is that there's no Isser Esh Yisof
independent of the mitzvah.
When it's independent. No bonim, and therefore, you don't need.
Let me talk.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. But that's what he said. That if there's no, without our Taisvis, we would say, that when an esh yisof doesn't have banim, there's no motivation to make an isser.
Without a mitzvah.
Without a mitzvah. Because mitzvah and averis are opposites. So if it generates a mitzvah, it surely doesn't generate an avera. So it doesn't, there's no reason to generate an avera. You're missing the sibah to make an avera. It generates a mitzvah if you can do it. If you're a gadol, it's not mubaris. But since it's generating a mitzvah, that's a siman, then it's surely not going to generate an iser. So that would be the simple shot. The Taisus, who says it's working through essay daika, so it's shver. So how do you understand katan abal ta'anot gadlanu? There's no mitzvah there. The Shmuel saying that there's a mitzvah in the future. The mitzvah in the future, which you might not even do, is daicha the iser, which is very a little radical, because essay daicha losa usually don't when you do the mitzvah in the present, but we're daicha the iser so that you have the opportunity to do the mitzvah. And even if you decide not to do the mitzvah, we don't say Igloy Milson Mafreya that you got an iser. Okay, that's what he's saying. I don't know.
What is that Rebbe's saying it doesn't generate an iser has nothing to do with the Yibum. So Rebbe's saying
generates a mitzvah Yibum.
But I'm saying regardless
of this marriage.
Regardless of the mitzvah of Yibum, Rebbe's saying there's no iser. If there was no din of Yibum, there would be no iser eshesach. That's ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous.
Okay, it can sound ridiculous to me. It sounds good.
Rebbe's saying if there was no mitzvah in the Torah, there would be it would just be mutter.
Then the fact that there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Yibum is a siman that the Torah wants you to marry an eshesach. So it's surely not going to generate an iser. So now mitzvah, you have to have a gadol. If you're not a gadol, so okay, but the Torah doesn't object. Obviously, the Torah doesn't object here because the Torah, if I care, the very thing that usually makes an iser, in this case, makes a mitzvah. So that's a siman, not a siba, a siman that there's nothing, that it doesn't generate an iser. It doesn't cause a problem. Eshesach she'eino banim is not a force to generate an iser.
So what about an eilonus?
An eilonus there, it does generate an iser.
Yeah, but eshesach she'eino banim, you know, we don't want to generate an iser.
Here, it generates a mitzvah. Just in this particular case, you can't do the mitzvah because you're a katan or you're a muberet. But later on. In other words,
we do have to have some kind of a potential of a mitzvah.
That there's a mitzvah in the future. But I'm saying that the fact that there's a mitzvah in the future is a siman, not a siba. Shmuel saying that the fact that there's a mitzvah in the future is a siba to take off the iser. Because the future mitzvah is daicha the iser now. Saying if you wouldn't say like Tosfos, I would say the fact that there's a mitzvah in the future means there's a mitzvah right now. To do it in the future is a siman that this Ashes, this Metzias does not generate Iser. Because this very Metzias is generating a mitzvah when you become a gadol. This very Metzias is generating an mitzvah when you stop being Muberes. So it's a siman that this Metzias does not generate an Iser. By Einanis, this Metzias never generates a mitzvah. So you don't have that siman. But when you have this Metzias, the Eshesach, this Eshesach will generate, I mean, not even will, even right now, it generates a mitzvah for later. There's a Zika now. So that means that it's right now, it's creating a mitzvah. You just can't actually do the mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah right now. So
what's the benefit of saying Siman versus Siba?
It's just much more logical. Because Siba is the Chayra, the only, in order to be the Siba of Daiche, we only find the Siba if you actually fulfill the mitzvah now. We always say we only have Esei Daiche Lo Sei Be'idna. Even if it's a second later, we don't say Esei Daiche Lo Sei. Here, this is like so far from Be'idna. You're doing the Aveira now, and you're doing the mitzvah in 10 years from now. And it could be you won't even do the mitzvah in 10 years from now. So that we never find an essay daichalosa say in such a case. Essay daichalosa always needs be'idna. This is like, a million miles away from be'idna. If it's a siman, which we're not finished to tell you this. They're just saying the fact that there's a Zika now means that right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I want Yibum. Okay, you can't do it, but I want Yibum. So obviously, if you want Yibum, then this Metzias is not generating an Isser, because this Metzias is generating a Mitzvah Yibum. It's not because you're fulfilling a Mitzvah Yibum. It's that it generates a mitzvah yibum. Since it generates a mitzvah yibum, it's obviously not going to generate a mitzvah an iter, because the same mitzias does not bevas achas. I mean, that would be the svara that the same mitzias doesn't bevas achas generate a mitzvah laveira. So if this right. mitzias generates a mitzvah, it obviously is not generating an iter.
What's the same?
The Tavis doesn't hold that way.
What's the simon? Rabbi says it's a sin. What's the simon?
According to way, I'm saying if you learn the guy, if you learn, we wanted to know how come by Mu'uberes or katan, when you have a katan, does not fulfill the mitzvah's yibum. Right. Nonetheless, when a katan on a yibama, there's no istereshesach. Right. The shine is why. So I'm saying, according to Taisus, who learned that there's an Isser Eishasach and you need Dechia, it's very schwer, because in order to have Dechia, you have to fulfill a mitzvah.
Right.
If there's no fulfillment of a mitzvah, how can you be Deichem? Saying, Lu Yitzur, we argue with Taisus. Rav Elchanan brings other Rishayim that disagree with Taisus. And they say that it's not Pshat. Pshat and Yibum is not Pshat that the Mitzvah Yibum takes off the Isser Eishasach. The Mitzvah Yibum, according to the other Rishonim, is a simen that there isn't an Eishasach in the first place.
It's
because it's not using Dechiyav. What generates an Eishasach? The fact that this situation is a situation where the Torah doesn't want you to marry her. There's a ruach hatumah if you marry her. So that there's like a in order to have an iser, there has to first be something that precedes it. There's an inherent geatris that is a bad thing. So the fact that there is a mitzvah in this case in a zika is a simen that it's not a bad thing. The Torah wants it.
Right.
So b'meira, there's no iser in the first place. It's not that you need the chiyah. The Isler never came, because an Isler only comes if it's a bad thing, if there's a Ruach HaTumah. Obviously, there's no Ruach HaTumah. There's a Ruach HaKedusha to do this.
Right, thank you.
Like, I'm trying to think of an example, but I don't know if I have an example. I don't know what would be an example.
Rabbi, can we say the fact that Tosfos didn't use this logic by Nida already? That means that we see that he doesn't hold of it, because he could have used this answer by Nida.
What?
He could have used it. We could have used this logic by Nida.
I don't know what's Nida.
But I'm saying by Nida, in the future, it's going to become Mutter. So there'll be no Eishasach now. There's no Nesra. There's no anything, and that would be the answer to our original question.
No, I need that. We weren't talking about the Isser Eishasach. We were talking about the Isser Nida. We're not necessarily saying this.
The Isser Nida was causing Nesra.
Yeah. So Nesra.
There's no Eishasach. There's no Nesra.
But I don't know about that. This chat was is only for the Isser Eishasach, but by Nida there was an Isser Nida. No, the Parshat Pshat, the Isser Nida doesn't come off now, and the Isser Nida's here now. Then there's a Din Nesra. That was the
Din Nesra, even if there's no Isser Eishasach.
I don't know. If there's a Nida, there should be an
Nida's not worse than Muberis. Muberis is more machmer than Nida.
Parshat Pshat. I don't want to start learning that base, but Parsha Pshat, yes. Nesra, we don't care why you're Nesra. And the Parsha Pshat, Taivis Havin, it was. If you're Nesra with an Isser, Taivis Parsha Pshat and Taivis that base, Taivis didn't think there's an Eishasach, because Taivis was asking that, because it's a Zika, Taivis couldn't have thought there's an Eishasach. Taivis was asking that there should be no, that the Isser neither should make the Din Nesra. That is the Parshat Pshat and Taivis in that base. That since your Nesra Shra'achas because of the Isser Nida, Just like at the end of Taif, it says, Nesra because of lack of Dark Enayam. Nothing to do with the Aisha Zach and Napshat.
Why doesn't that apply to Muberes?
Or,
okay, because by Kata, we know it doesn't apply because of Rava's Mimela Svara.
Let's not go back to Nida. But I don't
know.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay. Anyway, right. Let's go find it. So I don't know. I hear Shmuel's answer. I'm not crazy about it, but that's the best I hear at the moment. So let's go further. But so we'll have to keep our eyes open if anyone asks this question. But according to Taisus, why does the Isser go off when you have a Viashnia and by Katan and by Muberes? Okay. So, but that's what Taisus seems to say. There's an Isser. And it goes off through Essay Taisus. Maybe you're going to say, I know what I mean, a common and an interest. Sound good, I mean, a day seeing me out of Uncle's Isha. The mama seen him Asha saw. So, what the Gemara meant to say that we're learning from Asha saw because we see that that essay of Mistress Yibam takes off Asha saw. So, we see essay Daichel also say, and we're making a mama seen him. They're just like Esei Doicha Losa say of Achos Ishto, so too Esei Doicha every Losa say. And that's what the Gemara meant. So Kufa my gosh is the Gemara's question later. And so I have no question. We're asking the Gemara's question. Tim Cain, because that can't be. Tim Cain, Hechi Doch Yala. How did the Gemara slug it up? Me dummy. Hotam Chaldi Surah Hakatrei Surah. That the Gemara says that you want to learn out Achos Ishta from Eishes Ach, you can't because Achos Ishta has two Isurim, Eishes Ach and Achos Ishta. Hono ma'plegina mitshemakom, the alfiyah mikolay mitzis, it's alfiyah trey Isurah. Heichi, boy, the maid, I don't really know how to read those words. Well, he's saying that, in other words, we see that when we learn out from the Torah, Esei Doicha Losa say, we automatically extend it to two losas say. So what's the Gemara on Daf Zayin saying? You can't, it only applies by one Isra, not two. Must be the Gemara on Daf Zayin was not working with Esei Doicha Losa say. Okay, that's Tyson. I wanted to, I don't know if we did this. I don't remember if we did this. We read it. What Gupa is the Svara that Tavis is proving from Kalai and Bitsitsis that even though we only have a Mikar that Esai is Doicha one Los Asay, but we extend it on our own to two Los Asay? How does that make sense? How do we do that? If Esai is Doicha, the Pasuk only tells us, without a Pasuk, we wouldn't have known Esai is Doicha Los Asay. The Pasuk is telling you a Chiddush, an Esei Doicha Losa. Obviously, two is better than one. So the
we said yesterday that it's a different track.
We said it's a different track. So in other words, okay, okay. So that now the question, an interesting question. In other words, and you're right. In other words, my recollection is in Ksuvis, we have a sugya of Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adik. So there's a machlekes, I'm pretty sure it's a machlekes achrayim. What happens if you have two chazakas? So there are some rishayim that say, just like Ruba beats one chazaka, beats two chazaka, beats 50 chazakas. That's exactly like Essay. Essay beats one Losay, beats 50 Losay. But there are some Rishachraidim, I think the Primigodim, I'm not sure, that's my recollection, said that we only find Essay Doich, Raiv beats one Chazaka, but Raiv cannot beat two Chazakas. So why is that different than Essay Doich and Losay? By Essay Doich and Losay, you can add 50 and Losay, and it doesn't make a difference. And by Rav beating Chazaka, if you add another Chazaka, you can't be Daicha.
Isn't it a question whether it's still standing?
If by mitzvahs, you wouldn't say the mitzvah. By mitzvahs, you could say each. By mitzvahs, each one is attacking it independently. They don't gang up, the Losa says. They look at it, each one is a separate target. But by chazakas, I'm lending more beerer to the matter. It's a question of how an eches of that beerer. So mehechi tesi, it's going to beat it because the chazakas
are gang up. Why can't the two essays gang up? I mean, the two Los essays gang up.
Because the
Los essays, yesterday, it's like bows and arrows.
They're nifra, the etzem. It's not one on top of the other. Each one is saying, don't do it for that. This one says lower.
Obviously, it's a worse avera when you're over two Los essays.
There's no ganging up. When it comes to Yisurim, there's no ganging up. The same Torah that wrote the essay wrote the Los essay. The Pshat and Ein essay, the Los essay is that the Torah didn't mean to aser a mokeh mitzvah. So it doesn't matter how many lois haseis aren't said. The Torah said, don't eat this, the mokeh, there's no mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah, I wasn't talking about that case. It doesn't matter how many lavan are. The same Hashem that said, don't do it, said, but here I want you to do something else that's more powerful. So I didn't say the lav in that case.
Are you using hutra, not the nitra?
I'm not sure that I just, there's one, the giant machlek is how essay dechalose works. But I don't know, maybe. But in other words, I think what you're saying, but still, even is that by a roiv and chazaka, this is what we're saying, what also are saying, roiv and chazaka, they're both biurim. So when we want to know ruba the chazaka, who's other, the question is, which biur is better? So logically, if you have two weak biurim, they become stronger. You have two circumstantial evidence, then you end up with strong evidence. So two chazakas, let's say chazaka is a weak biur, so now you have two weak biurim, you end up with a strong biur. The more
did we have last year, a Rav loses to chazaka and something else. There was something else, chazaka plus.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. So in other words, what we're saying that two chazakas, if chazaka is a weak beaver, so two chazaka becomes a strong beaver. A rive, maybe just because a rive beats a weak beaver doesn't mean rive will beat a strong beaver, because rive is also a beaver. So the question is, may the best man win? So the best beaver. But what you're saying is that Mitzvah's essay beats a Los essay. It's not because I'm better than you. It's because, like we're saying, it's a different track. Torah says, I don't care about Los essays when there's an essay. I mean, that's what Dov is saying. It's like when the essays are more important than Los essays. We ignore Los essays when there's essays. Whatever.
I'll give a marshal. That's not a great marshal, but the point is, let's say the father says to a kid, I don't want you to do a certain thing. And the kid says, really? Well, mommy said I should do it. I said, oh, mommy said you should do it. And I'm not talking about that, obviously. So what if the father said, don't do this and don't do that? So that would change. I didn't say don't do it. If mommy said do it.
Yeah, I hear. It's just that you're saying that the svar of essay doichelos is saying is because Hashem never said the los essay when there's an essay, but my recollection is that the Rishon, I forgot who in the beginning of Shabbos, the Haigon or something that says that pshat. But not everyone learned that pshat in essay deichalos essay. The Ramban says it's because essay is ava and los essay is yira, and we care more about ava than yira. And the Haredim says because the schar for an essay is so much greater than a los essay. So therefore, we this is a bigger Indian. I know not everyone says that svara that you're saying that the I think one of the gaonim, I forgot already, I don't remember my bekiyas, in Shabbos, I think it's in Shabbos, or brachas said that that chan esay deicha lo sasei. But it's not that the when Hashem gave the lo sasei, it's only out tonight and there's no essay. But that's not, I don't think that's the, you know.
But the other ways Rebbe's explaining it also are as good. Ava and Yira, it also could be. There's not more Yira because there's two lo sasei's,
right, it is. So
each of those answers can answer the same similar thing.
Okay, in other words, that first thing, in other words, by essay beats lo sasei, because the essay has some ingredient totally different than the lo sasei doesn't have. So it doesn't make a difference how many lo sasei you add. And because we care more about that ingredient of the essay. You want to say the mashal because we care about mommy, what mommy says. Okay, I hear that. But by Rav and Chazaka, so that would be Roya Chakira. Does Rav beat Chazaka because Rav has some ingredient that Chazaka doesn't have? In other words, Rav could be a logical beer, while Chazaka is an illogical beer. So then Rav would beat Chazaka no matter how many Chazakas you have, because I'm logical and you're illogical. But it could be that no, they're both illogical. Even many people say that Rav is also an illogical beer. Not 51% is not a logical beer, but it's a din. So Rav's a din and Chazaka's a din. For some reason, the Torah gave more kayacha beer to this din than that din. So if you have double of that of the Chazaka, so it's not what Mehechitay say that you win. Yeah, right. Okay. I think it makes sense. I hope we all agree. Okay, anyways, let's go further. So that's Tavis is Raya, his first Raya, that's not shot in the Gemara and Daf Zayin. Now he keeps on bringing more Rayas that's not shot in Daf Zayin. Boy, did it come in? He called boy the Mele from Pesach Tamid Amida. The Gemara wanted to know from Pesach Tamid Amida. That essay doicha lo sasei shesh bakaris. Lo parkinin achi, they don't shrug it up and they say, well, how can you not from there? Because over there there's only one kares, and here there are two kares, because there's achos ishto and eshesach. So it's a guba raya that if you have a mikor, then essay doicha lo sasei, we don't care if it's two kares. Right? That's his, in other words, The first raya was because we find by that we the afina miklon the tzitzit afina trei yisuri. So the second raya is probably better because the first raya, I don't know if it's such a taina, but like some of the guys were taining that theoretically you could argue with the first raya because you could say. Maybe two lavim don't add, but two roses say shesh bakares, maybe they do add, right? Even though I don't know logically why it has to be a difference, I don't know.
The old Torah says that it's a machlokas even by Sevdor Chalusas, that whether or not shesh lavim is still
fine. Yeah, okay, so that's another reason why the first kasha wouldn't be, but I don't know about that because, okay, fine. Tavis assumes Pasha is not that. But Omafleginin Bishumakam. Okay, so you say that he says that some people disagree. Okay.
Yeah, he has a whole section like on that line.
Okay. We don't ask this Pasha. Boy. The Shavik Ashas Eshesach, Koiba, you know, Masik out of the Seif. In other words, if my Kasha is right, that we could learn a Mamatzino from Yibum, that Esay Daichalosa say, so even if granted the upshlag is like the Gemara says later, but the Gemara should at least have the Havamina and said it right away, because just rather than go right away to Pesach Tamid Amida and then shlug up the Limud, and then go to the Limud from Eishes Och and shlug it up, you should have gone right away to the limit of Eish Yisach and Shlagera, because Eish Yisach is we're right here. So we're right here. It's Osik Bay. And so you should start with the thing that you're Osik in. Right? That's his gosh. In other words, if you have a choice, if you have a few different rayas, so which one do you do first? You stick with what you're dealing with, and then you jump to other things, right? I think, is that okay?
Well, the Gemara didn't the Gemara start with a tangent to like weird Masu Losa say weird that we know in the Dachis, so maybe that like organize the structure of the Gemara.
Okay, what I think you're saying, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm misquoting.
The Gemara itself, it wasn't Osik in maybe it started with some places. So you're not going to Eish Yisach.
If the Gemara would have skipped to Achos to the Narayah from Eish Yisach, then they would have to right away shlug it up with the answer of Trei Yisuri, and then they could have never brought the Havamina to learn out from Pesach Tamid Amida. So the Gemara, you know, maybe, I think they say this sometimes, that the Gemara wants, you know, like so the Gyagda Tarviyadir, they want to first explain why you can't learn out from Pesach Tamid Amida. And apparently there they have Shlagups without two. They didn't use the Shlagup to two. And then they bring the better proof from Achos Ishto, from Eish Yisach, and that they shlug up because it's two, which would have shlugged up the Raya from Pesach Tamid Amida also. Is that what you were saying, Aaron, or am I misquoting you?
Not what I was saying, but sounds good.
Okay, I'm apologizing. In other words, we have this by in Baba Kama. The Mishnah says that all Roy Zek and Roy Zek. So it's out of order. So Titus, I think, says the reason why it's out of order, because if it would have gone in order, it wouldn't have been able to say Lo Roy. It wants to be able to say Lo Roy, so it goes out of order. So that you could say that here too. If they would have gone in order, the logical order would be to go to Eish Yisach. But then the only upshot to turning out from Eish Yisach, it would have been it's two. Then you wouldn't have, there would be no point to go from Pesach Tamid Amida, because that shlugged up Pesach Tamid Amida also. So the Gemara prefers to first go to Pesach Tamid Amida and show that you can't even learn out one without asking that Pirkei that here it's two, but even one you can't learn out from there. Then they go to Eish Yisach, and then they say, okay, granted you can learn out from Eish Yisach one, car race, but you can't learn out to.
Wouldn't this also cancel Tosos previous raya?
What was his previous raya?
He bought the mail from Pesach Tamid Umila like Parchin and Hachi. Yeah, because the Gemara first wanted to give better answers or different answers, and only then, when the Gemara was stuck with having to say that it's two, then the Gemara gave it.
Yeah, okay. In other words, the Gemara wanted to say, in other words, well, Parkin and Hachi, because the Pircha that the Gemara is saying is you can't learn out anything from there. If you would say that two, then you're basically admitting you can learn out from there. So it's a much better, yeah, I hear. Okay.
Rebbe, what is the lima for Pesach Tamim? What is the lima of Pesach Tamila there?
I to tell you a secret, you have to read the Gemara later. And that in each of these cases, we find that the Torah was matir, like Mila, you can do Mila on Shabbos, they think. Pesach, you can be Makri of the Korban and Shabbos. You know, they, each case, we find.
Pesach on Shabbos, you can do it.
Probably. I tell you, I don't. You have to read the Gemara, but that's the next block, three blocks.
But there are cases of Asay Dechlot, Sheshesh Pekaris?
That was the Havamina. The Gemara thought so. Gemara answered that it's not, that's not pshat, whatever. Gemara gives some answer that explains it. Okay, that's
good. At one point, the Gemara wants to learn it from all three.
What?
At one point, the Gemara wants to combine them all and learn it from all three.
Fine.
Tosfos is trying to prove that the Gemara is not trying to say Eser Dichlus Lishish Bekaris, right?
Gemara on Daf Zion wasn't. When they wanted to learn out from Pesach, Tamin, and Mida, the Gemara was trying to learn out Eser Dichlus.
That wasn't Daf Zion?
Tosfos' answer was, V'chi Tema, Hainu Ho, the Gemara, the Kamen, Zion, and the Beis. So Tosfos, the discussion is when the Gemara on Zion Amud Bey says, did the Gemara mean to learn out from Eshesach that Esay Doicha Lofa Shesh Bekaris? So Tavis wants to say that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara just meant they limited Mamatsinu to here, not to the general principle of Esay Doicha Lofa Shesh Bekaris. But Tavis agrees. Then when the Gemara wanted to learn out from Pesach, Tamid Umila, then for sure the Gemara was learning out that Esay Daicha Lo Sheish Makaris.
Is that the same Gemara? Is that also Daf Zayin?
No, no, no. It's between here and Daf Zayin. The Gemara,
okay.
The Gemara here asks, how do we know? And this sugya continues for three blat. So within the next three blat, they bring Pesach, Tamid, and Mida.
Hamid Beis in the middle.
What?
It's on Hamid Bay's like in the middle.
Okay.
Just the shock of a tie is that Tosfos is keeps trying to prove that he's the only one asking this kasha, and nobody else is asking this kasha.
Right, which means, and therefore, and the Gemara's there for answer is not answering this question, and therefore he has a valid question. Right, because if the Gemara is asking this question, then the Gemara is also answering this question, so there's no problem. But if the Gemara doesn't ask it, so then you can't use the Gemara's answer, because like Tavis says, the Gemara's answer, if it makes no difference, it's one answer or two answers. So then it's fair, right? Okay.
So all of those things, well, Tavis is saying that the Gemara is obviously taking for granted that Essay is not Jechalos HaShish Bekaris, and therefore, and the question is why?
Assuming you cannot learn out from Ashes of that Essay is Jechalos HaShish Bekaris. They're debating. They wanted to bring a raya from Pesach, Tam, and Amina, that it's Daicha.
But there was no point that the Gemara was trying to learn out that from Eishasach, Asedech, Leishesh, Bekaris.
Yes.
And because somehow, Tosfos is saying, the Gemara knew that that wasn't true, and his question is why.
Yes. Okay, let's continue. Yes, I agree. The Oid, the Bechada, Isura, Mianeda, Meishasach. In other words, if that's what the Gemara meant, and that's Zion, so that means that the etzem we can learn out from Eshesach that Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris. The only reason why it doesn't, the Gemara shlugged it up on Daf Zayin, is that it wouldn't help to answer the Braisa, because in the Braisa's case there are two Issekares, there's Achos Ishto and Eshesach, but it would come out that halacha lemaisa, Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris, when there's only one Isser. And Tosfos at least assumes that that's not true. Right? There happens to be other, there are, you know, you have, who was quoting all the Bekiyas? That I'm pretty sure there are Achrayim that say, not like Tosfos, that at the end of the day, we do come out that Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris. But Tosfos is assuming that at the end of the day, Tosfos very strongly here, is assuming that at the end of the day, we come out, Ein Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris. So therefore, Tavis is saying that, in other words, if you could, according to him, if my Havamin is right, then we can learn out from Eshesach that Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris, and when it's one Isser. I'm pretty sure there are people that say, Ein Achinami, that's right. I don't remember who they were. Someone who has the cheating Svarim can look it up. But there are people that say that they are Rishonim or Achronim that Paskin v'halacha Esay Doicha Lo Sheish Bekaris, and they probably learned Gupa this trap that they were learning out from Eshesach, and the Gemara is only shlug up that Trey Yisuri. But when one is, there is no problem.
Why doesn't the Gemara Gupa say that right away?
Okay, so they don't answer that. The other Rishonim don't answer that question. You know, they don't have to answer that question. I'm saying Tosfos Shlug up is If you're right, it's going to come out a strange. If my Hamin was right, obviously the Tavis's first kashas weren't the strongest in the world, or else he wouldn't need every kasha. So Tavis's last kasha is, and it would come out that as they don't know the Shesh Bakari. So I'm just pretty sure that there are people saying, yes, okay, Enochin Hamin. Okay, so let's keep on reading Tavis. The Gemara wasn't trying to learn out a universal principle that essay doichanot and shesh bekaris, and a davka achosisha. They were just saying that even though ain essay doichanot, say since we're dama eishesof to achosisha, kin the masik time a hovi ishri ishri, just like hovi ishri ishri was also. Wasn't a universal principle of Esei Daichalos to say. It was just that if Eishesot goes off, so Achazishto goes off. So likewise, even this point also, which is was not working at all, the Yishrei Yishrei, the same structure. That's why the Gemara Daf Zayin says that Achazishto come from Eishesot. So one of the guys in my share pointed out that it's interesting that Tavis's whole diik, not whole diik, Tavis's diik is because the Gemara changes its lashon. And in all the, when they learned out from Pesach Tamid Amida, they just said, we learn out from Pesach Tamid Amida. They just said stomach. And when they say they learn out from Eishesach, there the Gemara says, Teise Achos Isha be Eishesach. And as the word Achos Ishta. So it's just interesting that you look on Dav Zayin, and our Gemara, it's about six lines down, and it's Sagadaita. You see where there's an hour for the Bach. It says, and it's Sagadaita, Teise Bimamatsino Meishesach. And it doesn't have the words, Achaz Ishto. Time is his whole diik. Gupa is not in our Gemara.
Where in Dav Zayin is this, Rabbi?
That's Zayin on an Abbeis, about six lines down, where there's a little circle of Rabbi Akiva Eger and an Aleph of the Bach. So both the Bach, I think.
That's the Bach.
The Bach makes his point. He said those words, and Rekhi Ve'eger also, if you look at Rekhi Ve'eger, quotes our Tysis. The Tavis Le'il, Daf Kimo Mebeis, Hoyelem, I guess the Pope, they say Achos Isha Meshesach. So what, a little bit what I was saying, that there are Gupa, it's probably consistent with what I was saying. There are other Rishonim that are arguing with Tysis. They're learning, like we said, that the Gemara and the Maskana is learning from Eishesach that Esei Daichalos and Shesh Bakaris.
The Shlomo as long as there's only one. As long as there's only one.
The problem is a different Lashon, so they resolved the problem by just chopping it out. what probably happened is in all the old gears, I mean, it really was maybe like Tysis. They had Tavis's kasha, so they said it must be a mistake. You know, someone must have. We don't know the old gears. It wasn't there, and somebody put it in by mistake. So, you know, there is. I don't know exactly. Now there is the other Rishonim that are Gupa arguing with Tavis. So they Gupa somehow they don't have this problem. They Gupa don't have this gear. So, and they're learning that's really the same kasha. You know, just. Interesting. And Tysus is proving that it's different because he has a different gear. So,
What's the Svara? How does Tysus learn the Gemara? What is the Svara to only learn Achos Isha Meshesach before you get to Hell history?
You're making a Mamatsina. We're not learning out a principle of a, you know, there's the Tysus is how I mean it was. You look at Achos Ishto. You ask, why does the mitzvah yibam take off the Eish? I'm sorry, you look at Eishesach. Why does the mitzvah yibam take off the Eishesach? Apparently, there's a system that's working here that Esei Daiche. And then you make a mamatzinu to learn out that system everywhere else. Taivis is maskanis. No, we're not looking. We just say, well, look, we see the Torah said that somehow or another, for some unknown reason, who knows why, maybe it's because of Hohel v'Ishra, I don't know, for some unknown reason, the HSR goes off. So we're going to make a mamatzinu. Since Eishesach and Achlos Isha are connected, so just like the Eishesach goes off, the Achlos Isha goes off. So it's a limited drasha that only applies to the Arayas, because the Arayas are Hukasha Dadi, whatever. You would never learn out from here that to a non-Arayas case. You're just learning out that Yibum takes off Isuri Erva. Yibum takes off Eishesach, takes off Achlos Isha, take off other Arayas, but it's not because it's some svara of Esei Deichon Osefei. It's just
Rabbi, then doesn't his answer of Mitzvahs B'Kach make problems from now on reading that Gemara? Now once he says Mitzvahs B'Kach, then that has to somehow fit into Achlos Isha.
No, because it's a mom. Okay, I don't know. I hear. Let me wait till we get to there. Okay, You're ahead of the game, so you're. Let's wait, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So that's type of discussion. Well, Marie, the Meishu talk about Motzin Amelif. The Alma of the Nitzchay Asin also say Shesh Makores. The Shiny Meishu talk the Mitzvahs of Mekach. The Efsher Binyanachar the Kaya Mitzvahs Yibum. The Rav Kain Butler Mitzvahs Yibum. Oh, so what's this supposed to mean? Well, what side is his answer?
If the only way it would be, let's say we didn't say mitzvah say dechalos to say by regular case. So then the only way you could climb could be potred by tzitzis would be if the only way to wear tzitzis is if it's a climb tzitzis. But for example, since you can wear tzitzis, which is not a climb tzitzis, it's not mitzvah b'kach. And therefore, it's only because Esei Deichalos say Shein Bakaris works even when it's not Mitzvah B'Kach. So then even Klayim is not Mitzvah B'Kach, it's still Esei Deichalos.
Give me an example. But what's the Svar that Taivis is saying?
Don't want to. It's such a radical Kiddush to say Esei Deichalos Shein Bakaris that we're going to limit it to be here where it's Mamet Yevshir Bin Yenachar, but otherwise it'd be Vata the whole Mitzvah.
So what's the difference? So what is the Yevshir Bin Yenachar? If it's not Daich, it's not Daich.
So then the Torah is only a machadish that you could be Doch Halosish Bakaris, the open, or in limited situations where it's it's possible.
In other words,
no riot, the Torah ever had.
Torah had a very strong mode. In other words, there's a concept that we don't want mitzvah Yibam to be Bato La'Olam. Like we want every a mitzvah should be. It'd be a horrible thing if a mitzvah can never be fulfilled. So we have to be doicha the Yisr Kares so that we can get the mitzvah Yibum.
I don't know if you have to say that because it's
it would be but the mitzvah, and really I say should not be doicha also say sheyesh b'kares. But if it won't be daicha, then it'll be batla mitzvahs yibum. Then you'll never have, you'll be missing one of the taryag mitzvahs. One of the taryag mitzvahs will never, ever, ever be fulfilled. And that would be the world needs all the taryag mitzvahs. So since one of the taryag mitzvahs will never be fulfilled, so there was a hechruch, we had to make that, and in this case, Esei can be Daicha Losa say.
Isn't it like by Schaefer?
You have other cases that mitzvahs are never fulfilled. I think they say by Tsarasa of a Kaisal that it never actually happened, the Gemara says, and L'Hagdol Torah V'Adira. It could be.
It doesn't mean the mitzvah is not fulfilled. That just means the case never happens. It cannot actually happen,
they say.
But here it is.
Tomorrow says it can't actually happen.
It never happened. But then Sarah Murray didn't happen. It doesn't mean the mitzvah.
That didn't happen. Over there can't happen. It can't happen. It says.
So that's a different story. That's the mitzvah doesn't happen. But here you have the mitzvah. You have the Yashris. We want Yibum, and we can never fulfill it.
So that, why do you mean 613? Why do you need 613 mitzvahs?
I can't hear two people at
once. By Schaefer, we say you can't do Schaefer on Shabbos. On Shabbos, because maybe it's going to come to carrying. The Gemara says, how about other, I forget which other malacha it says, which is also a problem, Yontiv, and it says, in that case, then you would never have a mitzvah Shafer. So we're not going to do something which is going to mivatzel the mitzvah Shafer entirely, that you never have Shafer.
But that's by Jerabanan.
So I'm saying, but it's the same svara. It's the same logic. The logic is if you're not going to come along, Torah's not going to come along and give us a mitzvah, which you're never going to be able to do.
I understand, but the Torah did give you a mitzvah, but the question is, okay, the Torah gave you a mitzvah, so
the Torah wants you to be able to do it.
Okay, but then we should learn out from here that essay dechanosa change my
car. No, only if it's the only way to do it.
Why? Well, in other words, it's sort of like saying what you're sort of saying. It sounds like a funny thing that like Kadosh Baruch Hu got stuck. Because Baruch Hu really wants Mitzvah Yibum. He can't get rid of the Mitzvah Yibum is the mitzvah. And he also wants Ein Asei Doicha Lose Shesh Bekaris. But he can't get both. So he had to go ahead and he had to give in. He says, even though normally I want Ein Asei Doicha Lose Shesh Bekaris, but if I'll do that, then I won't get Yibum. I want Yibum. So I'll have
Who said you want Yibum? Is there a rule that has to be 613 mitzvahs? If this mitzvah is an asay, and the only way to get it is to violate a kares, and the rule is ein asay deich a kares, you will have to be satisfied with 612 mitzvahs.
Right, and even I hear, but I'm saying, but even the way I'm saying it sounds bizarre. Hashem got stuck. Shem really doesn't want essay dechalosa say,
but the reason why it sounds bizarre is because we're questioning that starting point.
So be bala mitzvahs yibum. What do I care? To say no, Shem didn't want
bala mitzvahs. We're trying to make a mamet sino,
right?
Tavis is like making up this svara. Like, he's just pulling his sword out of his hat? I don't know.
Tyson's question is making a mamatzinu. Learn from here to everywhere else that Asei Dechalos, Asei Shesh Bekaris. So he's limiting his mamatzinu by saying, no, in this case, it happens to be the Mitzvah Bekach, so you can't learn out anything else, which is not Mitzvah Bekach.
There has to be a logical reason why Mitzvah Bekach makes for a difference. And we're trying to understand. Tyson says as far as because it's E.F. Shabinian Acher. The words of Tavis doesn't just say mitzvah so bekach. Tavis gives a whole speech, and the end of his speech is the lav came butler mitzvah yibum. So we're trying to understand why is that such a problem. So we butler mitzvah yibum. Why is that such a svara?
I mean, the Torah came up with chalitza, it's gonna come out butler.
Right, but the Torah didn't give two haphazard mitzvahs that banged into each other.
I'm sorry, that's not right. That's not good, because what you're saying it is that I can prove to you that essay is daicha here. Good, so then they essay daicha. So learn out from here, essay dechalos the shesh bekaris. No, Tavis is not saying that. Tavis is saying this is a siba. The reason why normally essay can't be dechalos the shesh bekaris, but here there was a special motivation because Hashem could not allow butla mitzvah. So the question that we're thinking: what kind of motivation? Why can't Hashem allow butla mitzvahs yibum? So don't give mitzvahs yibum. You're writing the Torah. So don't write mitzvahs yibum, right? You want 613 mitzvahs, so make a different mitzvah. I don't know. It's not like you're the one that writing the Torah. It's not like you got stuck.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah, wrote mitzvahs bekach, Tyson is saying, is that the way the Torah wrote it is not that it coincidentally happened to meet up, right?
Yeah, but you're saying it's a simon, that this proves that it can be daicha. But that's not good enough.
Not going to prove.
Was make a namatzino that just like here it's daicha, everywhere else is daicha. So you have to say that there was a special motivation why here it's daicha, so that you can't learn out the everywhere else. There has to be a siva here. Why there's maybe the, more that's reason
for the reason you can't learn out from everywhere else.
It's a little schwer to hear. What's the siva? Hashem is not stuck. Hashem doesn't have to.
Maybe every time it's mitzvah, Tosis would say to learn out from it when it's mitzvah sebekach. If the mitzvah is bekach, then I would learn out.
Why can't you learn out from here even when it's not mitzvah sebekach?
Because those other circumstances are circumstances gufa that they happen to meet up. That's what the Rebbe said yesterday. Those are circumstances that meet up. I can't learn out to situations that meet each other in an alley from a case that the Torah gave that's the course to do it.
And but the words of Titus says as far as the Elav gave butler mitzvahs yibam. So the simple shot in Taifas is that we don't, there's a motivation. This is a motivation. I cannot live, we can't have butler mitzvahs yibam. So since we can't have butler mitzvahs yibam, so even though there's a normal yashris that we're not going to do essay daichalel, so say, but when you're desperate, otherwise you're going to get to a horrendous thing, that butler mitzvahs yibam. So the fact that we're desperate causes that we do desperate measures. Hashem, when he wrote the Torah, Hashem wasn't desperate yet. So we just shouldn't have written Mitzvah Yibum, leave it out, and then you won't be desperate. And then there's no need to say, I say, Daichalos, the Sheish Bakares. How do you need a 613 mitzvahs? So come up with a different 613 mitzvahs.
Am I correct that there's a mitzvah, from the Big Day Kahuna is shatnez, the shatnez in the Big Day Kahuna, is that right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the Big Day Kahuna has shatnez.
I don't know. I don't have the keys. I'm sorry.
Okay, therefore, we don't learn from the Asay Deichalos, let's say, because it's part of the mitzvah of wearing Beguna to wear the shatnez. So therefore, you can't learn out Asay Deichalos, let's say, from there. So to here, if the mitzvah entails marrying your brother's wife, you can't learn out from there. I say because the mitzvah needs to be your brother's wife.
But that's what we're trying to see what the Svara that Taivis says. You're saying very nice, but that's not Taivis says as far as the love game butler mitzvahs yibam. What Taivis seems to say the Svara is that there's a tragedy would be there's like an extra motivation. We can't allow butler mitzvahs yibam. And the question that I'm struggling with is why not? When Hashem wrote the Torah, so why did Hashem make mitzvahs yibum? That'd be so good that we bought the mitzvahs yibum. So don't write mitzvahs yibum, and then it'll be butler because that's the hate.
Rebbe's learning butler mitzvahs yibum as like mace mitzvah. The mitzvah that nobody could do it. Nobody could do the mitzvah.
Don't give such a mitzvah.
Right, but the Torah did give such a mitzvah, and we say that we can't act on it because
they didn't care about essay daichalos.
No, because in this particular case, the only way to do it is to vote, do the Aveira. You can wear tzitzis that are not kelayim. You can't put on tzitzis that are not kelayim. There's a way to do the mitzvah. So therefore, I need asay daichalos to say that you can wear kelayim tzitzis. Because there's a way to do the mitzvah without it. If it was the only way to do the mitzvah, I would need Atzei Deichalei Sasei. So to hear with Atzei Deichalei Shishbekaris. If the only way to do the mitzvah is to do the Aveira, then it must be telling me that I can do the Aveira. That's mitzvah sobekach. That doesn't mean I can learn out to somewhere other where there's a way to do the mitzvah without having to do the Aveira, then who says you can do that? Mechideisi.
I heard you. But I still don't think it fits into the logic of Taisis. Okay, anyway, let me wait.
Butler mitzvah yibum, you can't say asay daichalos asay because there is no asay.
What?
There won't be an asay.
Yeah, so? What are you trying to answer, Taivis? You're arguing, Taivis?
No, I'm trying to explain it. Explain why Taivis says that lush in butler mitzvah yibum.
What?
He's saying that if you say that if the Torah gave the mitzvah of yibum, if you wouldn't say, then there wouldn't be there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yibum.
So there won't be a mitzvah of Yibum.
So then there would be not there wouldn't be an assay.
So good. So there won't be an assay. If the Torah does, if the Yashrus in the Torah is, then an essay shouldn't be Daicha Alas Assay. So don't give a mitzvah Yibum and you won't have essay Daicha Alas Assay. You say, well, but then you bought the mitzvah Yibum. So what?
Why is Rashi question only on the Lashon? What about the Svara? Forget about the Lashon of Tosfos. In Svara, why would we interpret, even if it's a case of mitzvah sebekach, that that's why it's doiche, rather than saying that the fact that it's doiche by mitzvah sebekach is a raya that it's doiche, even putting aside the Lashon of Tosfos?
The simple pshat in Tosfos is what Tosfos is saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was stuck. The Shosh Baruch Hu wants Mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Yibum is a Yashrus. Hashem doesn't want to go against the Yashrus. Hashem wants Mitzvah Yibum. And he can't get Mitzvah Yibum if Esei won't be Daichalos Esei. So therefore, he had to make an exception. He had to go ahead. In other words, you have certain rules. But then, you know, they didn't work. So you have to make an exception. You know, you. I made a rule, but then, you know, and I thought it would work, but then I got one thing, it didn't work. So I said, okay, this is an exception to the rule. So Hashem had to make an exception to the rule so that he could get his mitzvah Yibum, because without making the exception, he couldn't get a mitzvah Yibum.
That's a very funny svara, even without Tosfos Lashon. That sounds like a funny svara.
It sure does. Sounds like a really funny svara. That's what I'm saying. So,
no, I thought Rebbe's saying the story
Let's wait till tomorrow, and let's finish. I didn't do the. We didn't get to Rabbi Chanan. I apologize. I don't know, but okay. Hi, Yeshikayach, everybody. So hopefully tomorrow, maybe we'll get to Rabbi Chanan. I hope. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.